Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is time for our weekly Friday segment known as Ask Maggie. Sometimes it's at 5:30. Today, 4:30. And I've got my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, with me. It is also, of course, Free Ticket Friday, where you can go to the Brewers game courtesy of Civic Media. We got four tickets that were given away for the Brewers versus the Cubs at the beautiful AmFam Theater. That is going to be happening on Monday, July 28th at 6:40 p.m. That's Monday, July 28th at 6:40 p.m. If you would like to get qualified to win those tickets this hour, you're going to want to text the word Maggie. Ooh, that's a surprise. The word Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, via the Civic Media app. That's the important part. Got to download that app wherever you get your apps from. Text the word Maggie using the little text button on the app. And again, you'll be entered to win four tickets to the Brewers v. those dastardly Cubbies on Monday, July 28th at 6:40 p.m. And without further ado, welcome back, Jamie. Great to see you on this Friday afternoon.
Thank you. Happy Friday. Hey, I'm just glad that you spelled that one right.
Yeah, that would be slightly embarrassing indeed.
It's been a week, right? Like, if you had misspelled your own name, I would not think twice about it, because it's been a little bit of a week as far as news goes, things happening in the state, around the country. You know, just then there's the general life stuff that you got to put up with every day, too. So,
yeah, not as bad as the first week of November 2024, but, you know, a challenging news week nonetheless, I would say.
Well, you know, I don't know if any of us, I mean, honestly, let's be realistic for just a moment. If you saw Trump win the election and you've been following along since that night in November, that fateful, fateful night, did you really think that the news headlines were going to be quiet? We went through version one and we knew what that was like. And you knew that it could only go up, down, sideways.
Sideways.
However you want to say it.
It was like Trump light. Oh, Trump 1.0. That was Trump light. Now whole new baseball game.
But here we are.
Let's do a little Ask Maggie this afternoon.
We've got some good stuff. We've got a mix of some fun stuff. We've got a mix of some really good questions, I think. Our listeners always put you to task.
Always.
So Cal, who's producing for us today, my favorite part. You know what? I'm going to say it every week. Let's have the intro for Ask Maggie.
Gotta
here.
Do it.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, yes, if you have forgotten how this works, you send in your questions via text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or anytime you think of a good one, maybe even a stumper, you can send it in via email to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can also send in your complaints and compliments via askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And on occasion, I'll take those up on the air, as we did this week, Jamie. I listen, even the hard feedback, I think, is sometimes really important to share with folks and talk about on the air. I appreciate it.
I think you have to continue to have those conversations, especially in light of where we're at in the political sphere, however you want to say it.
Indeed.
Those conversations need to keep happening, because that's how we make progress. Or we continue to watch the Jeffrey Epstein debacle. Unfold. Whatever.
Which I'll get to a little bit of that later today, because it's been a minor news item this week. Very minor, very little, very few inches, very few clicks on the Epstein debacle.
Small preview there.
Yes. And of course, Jamie then will limit me to 30 seconds or maybe even a minute and a half. It's a big juicy one. And that's my challenge, is to stop talking before the timer hits zero. So what do we got this week, Jamie?
Well, would you like to start a little bit more serious or a little bit more fun? I'll
your
give that up to
your
you.
Choice, my friend.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's. It's Friday, so let's ease into the really hardcore stuff. Right. Not that anything's too hardcore here, but all right. We're going to give her 60 seconds for this question, and this comes to us from Tom, who lives in Sextonville, and he says that last night he turned off the news, quit doom scrolling, and watched old episodes of The Price Is Right. Nothing against Drew Carey, Tom from Sextonville says, but he's no Bob Barker. I mean, really, who is? He had the shining smile, the great suits. All the ladies loved him.
And that tiny little mic.
I know.
It was like a feat of engineering back in the 70s.
It was. And he was a pet advocate. So I can get down with some Bob Barker, right?
Yes.
So Tom's question for you is, what's your favorite old game show? And do you have a favorite game show host? 60 seconds for this one, Cal, whenever you're ready.
Oh, well, this will probably surprise no one. I'm a huge fan of Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek was obviously an enormously big host. But what's the name of the host that used to do The Feud? That guy. The Family Feud. I love The Feud. Give me some Feud. I currently love Steve Harvey, Richard Dawson. He was hilarious. I really got down with some Feud. I'm trying to think of some of the... Oh, I loved the $60,000 pyramid. Didn't you ever... You find yourself, screaming at the TV when the families were trying to come up with the ideas. It's much harder under pressure, I would probably have to assume. Now, of course, the darkness here is that I think both Richard Dawson and maybe Bob Barker had a couple of allegations against them. I mean, we mentioned Epstein. I can't remember if that... I think it was mostly the Richard Dawson, like, kissing the ladies on The Feud. That was
it's a little creepy.
Yeah. Some of that stuff hasn't aged so well, you know.
No, especially when the family members are like 15-year-old girls, and it's kind of like, okay, we're going there. All right,
less Richard. He was funny. I would take, let's minus the creep, keep the funny.
Yeah.
Right. It's just the same with Bob Barker. Like, minus the creepiness, keep the pet advocacy, please get your pet spayed and neutered, and keep the good humor. And boy, that would be real nice, wouldn't it?
Well, was Bob Barker really creepy, or did he just like the models too much?
Which reads a little
creepy. Right?
If I remember, I think there was one spokesmodel that actually made a specific allegation against Bob. I'm sure all of our listeners will inform us.
Yes,
en masse on the text line, but
please do.
In the modern era, you know, I have friends that live and die by Survivor. I just want to shout at the screen, shut up, Jeff Probst, especially when he like narrates the immunity challenges. Ooh, yeah. Sally's so far behind. Keep going. Say, shut up, Jeff.
Watched maybe exactly 4 episodes of Survivor in my entire life, and it's been on for 190 years now, or at least that's how it feels.
It's just never
a show I could really get into. I couldn't get into that one like a lot of people did. But
I don't even want to bring this up. Like, when Fear Factor first came out, I don't want to bring it up because then, of course, that's the Joe Rogan character thing. I thought Fear Factor was kind of entertaining, except for the gross eating parts. But I guess on occasion I will watch The Amazing Race because I like to watch people figuring out how to get around and interact in countries where they don't speak the language and they hold no currency. Wait, that's a Paul Simon song, but you get what I'm saying. On occasion I will currently watch The Amazing Race, but it's the exception, not the rule. Die Hard Jeopardy. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it. Alex Trebek.
Alex
and
Trebek
Die Hard
was always the best. Mustache Alex Trebek too.
Oh yeah. That was, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
My favorite.
Go ahead, Jamie. Sorry.
I was just going to say my favorite part when you watch episodes of things like The Amazing Race or you watch any American interact with somebody from another country.
Yes.
This will never be not entertaining to me because we all do it. We all speak louder, not slower, not clearer. No. We speak louder like those poor people are deaf. They're not. Their English just might not be as good as ours. But well, I think we've all been guilty of that.
And of course, The Amazing Race also has a wee bit of cringe as well, because it was like, hey, let's build a game show around Americans being really obnoxious in foreign countries, because I go fast, fast, fast. I'm in this and with the athletic gear on. It's sort of like the extreme stereotype of the American tourist. And when I have traveled abroad, I didn't have a cell phone. Like what I'm talking about back in college when I really, you know, with the backpack and schlepped around. But in my backpack, I remember I tried to keep the luggage to an absolute minimum. But one of the things that I had in there, and I'll never forget this, was a wrinkle resistant proofed, very lightweight, black, long, like cap sleeve scoop neck dress. Because when I would get places, I didn't want to look like an American, right? So I'd put this on and I had some nice flats that I would wear, you know, like legitimately when in Rome. I could wash it in the sink and rinse it out at the hostel, you know, and it would dry by the morning. I got more literal mileage out of this one black dress from the Gap that I probably paid about $50 for, which was this massive investment when I was in college, than almost any other clothing garment I've ever owned. It put on thousands of miles all over Europe and a bit of Asia as well. Yeah, it was a utility piece, as they say.
Made to last. That's a life lesson though, right there. Ladies, if you're listening, you should all have one of those in your closet. I'm telling you, if you
don't, washable, go air dry overnight.
That's right.
Go super invest. Helpful.
And some of that stuff now is so easy. You don't even have to spend $100 on it. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Like I have a couple of travel pants outfits, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
they don't wrinkle, elastic waist, very comfy, because now it's all about the comfort.
I know. And I'm all about that. All right. So Cal's giving us a signal that we're already quickly running out of time because we digress.
So let's get another
easily.
One. We should call it the tangent segment.
We should.
Mostly.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We'll give you 30 seconds for this one because I love this question in light of Wisconsin news right now and some of the headlines swirling. This comes to us from Don, who is in Hayward. Okay. And he says, Maggie, is there some sort of betting pool I can join for if Tony Evers is going to run for a third term? Do you want to start one with me if there isn't one? So 30 hey, seconds for this one, Cal, when you're ready.
I am not aware of a betting pool, but it's an excellent idea. I think right now, if the Vegas odds were keeping book on Tony Evers running, the longer shot would be that he runs. I think Tony's a little pooped. I think he wants to spend some time with his wife, take care of his family, see his grandkids, do all that kind of thing. That certainly seems to be the direction that things are going. So if I had to wager, I'd probably have to wager on the he ain't running. Oh, that was a great question. Don, if you want to take the long odds on that, maybe I'll buy you an adult beverage on the flip side. Folks, again, don't forget you can put your questions in. We'll try to get to them if I don't tangent down some rabbit hole. Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. Also, you can text them in anytime at 855-752-4842. And don't forget, the word to win on this Free Ticket Friday is Maggie. Text that in via the app, and you'll qualify to win 4 Brewers tickets for July 28th. We'll be back with Terry Barr, What's Good, Local, and Overlooked next.